FM.
South Australia nearly lost its biggest Santa last year when this devastating news took over South Australia that our massive Santa was about to be dumped.
We need to save our Santa, the giant Santa. He's in danger.
The fiberglass icon, which started life outside John Martin's and Ava Jones, needs tens of thousands spent on repairs. It's currently in storage.
When I read the story, I go to the comments and I thought, how long is it going to take me to find a comment pleading with Cozzy to rescue Santa?
He needs $34,000 worth of work done on
him. Oh, my gosh, so do I.
He's an icon. You don't want to lose icons.
Hey, Siobhan's called three. Siobhan, what about this Santa? What do you think?
Definitely save it, Cozzy. My dad worked at John Martin's, and when I was a kid, we used to love that Santa. We would see it all the time. We were there every weekend. Please save it for our city.
The Adelaide City Council will meet tonight to decide the fate of the big Santa that used to adorn the central market.
And I came to them last Friday at 5 o'clock and made an official formal bid.
Bid?
Yep.
The council bought the Santa off David Jones 5 years ago for $1. So I've offered them $2. I, Cozzy Costello, call on all councillors to do what's right. I'm asking all of you to hand Santa over to the big guy, me. I'll make sure that Santa is looked after and erected as the best erected Santa anywhere in the world.
Well, you do this.
I don't know how I'm going to fix him. I don't know where I'm going to put him, but by damn it, I'll get it done for South Australia.
The future is looking bright for Adelaide's big Santa. Adelaide City Councillors voted unanimously to sell the 16-metre fibreglass icon to Andrew Costello for $2.
Yeah. And that turns out was the easy part because it's been a lot of work to get this Santa sorted, I tell you. I remember when I bought it for $2, one of you two guys asked me, so now what are you going to do with it? And I said, I don't know.
Where are you going to store it?
We had no answers to those questions. This all came about because Colin James from The Advertiser wrote a story highlighting the fact that we might be going to lose our Santa. And from there, it's just grown. Today in The Advertiser is a beautiful two-page story about the future of the Santa, and he's got his new bright, shiny boots there. So we are very lucky to have had a whole bunch of South Australians help me make this happen. TRG Transport, Tony, and that have offered to transport him around South Australia for free, which has happened. Bianco is now where he's getting stored. Dino out there has been wonderful. The Lord Mayor, Sandy's been so helpful. Tom McCready from the council. All these people have come together to basically make this Santa happen because when we first got him, the repair bill was $30,000, the previous quote to fix him, and then the installation and storage was about $90,000 a year.
Whoa.
It's a lot of money. So we've just been saving money wherever we can. You know, Bianco storing him for free saves about $15,000 a year. Mm. All of these kind of things just save money. So it's really important. Then we had our fundraiser, and this is what blew us away, where we auctioned off an item, which was dinner with the Premier, Peter Malinauskas, at our house for 10 people, which went for Rebecca Morse. You were there auctioning it?
40,000.
Wasn't it an amazing...
It just kept going up and up and up.
Yeah. So this fella, Lance Vader, bought it, and we're very grateful for that. So that has meant that we are able to put Father Christmas up this year. Do you guys want to know when he's going up?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
He's going up on the central markets, which is where he has been previously displayed.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Which is so cool because our studio here at Franklin Street, we'll be able to see him from our studios here, which is great. And he will go up the week before the pageant.
Oh, how good.
Oh, great.
So there's a lot of debate about whether it would be the pageant Saturday or the one before. Historically, he's been up since the 60s. He's always gone up 1 week before the pageant.
Lovely.
So we've decided to tip our hat to history and do it then.
And will there be a bit of a party associated with this, cause a bit of a ceremony around this?
Well, my dream is that when he's getting put up, which takes 2 hours, when the cranes and everything are in place, it takes 2 hours to attach him to the building and to sort of get him up, which would be an amazing thing to witness. So I'm trying to see if I can get a street closed and have maybe 400 or 500 South Australians bring their kids down and we'll put on a free feed and really celebrate the fact that South Australia's got its Santa back. So when he goes up on Central Market on November 5th, it will signify the start of Christmas here in SA. And it would also signify, you know, a different Christmas. Finally, the pageant's back on the streets. Mm. Finally, there's no restrictions. And I think when Santa goes up, it'll be that normality restored to South Australia. It'll be a very proud moment.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. That'll be a fantastic
one. You know what I'm like with proud moments. Every proud moment deserves a song. I thought my favourite Christmas carol and yours, guys, is Jingle Bells, obviously.
Yeah.
Sure. So I just thought I'd just pen down a couple of words.
Oh, gosh.
Sand had nowhere to go. Looked like he would get slayed. Oh, off to Wingfield Dump. Children crying all the way. Lord Mayor, I did ring. Saying she'll be right. I'll give you $2 for Santa. I'll pick him up tonight. Santa save, Santa save. Santa's back to stay. Oh, what fun it'll be to see Central Markets on display. Yay! Oh, hey, a showdown on Saturday night. I should include poor player Xavier Dursmer and Riley O'Brien from the Adelaide Crows. Hey, boys, get over here and sing my song.
Santa save, Santa save, Santa's back to stay. Oh, what fun it'll be to see Central Markets on display. Yeah.
All together now!
Can I just be clear on something? You've written an ode to yourself.
Yes.
Is that what's happened there?
Yes. And in actual fact, there was 4 other carols that went with it, but the boss said it would go too long. They will be getting drip fed out over the next week.
Well done, mate.
Special thank you also to Kylie Ferguson. She works at South Aussie with Cozzy. Yeah. Basically, she's done 90% of the work, and I take 90% of the credit. That's how it works.
Sure.
Thank you. We'd be buggered without it.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.